910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. President Biden in France for tomorrow's commemoration ceremony marking 80 years since the Allied invasion that helped end World War II. Back at home, the new executive order giving the president the ability to shut the border to asylum seekers trying to make it to the U.S. illegally took effect last night. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in El Paso.
This new rule is triggered when there have been 7 consecutive days or more of 2,500 encounters between ports of entry, which is the case right now. The U.S. won't open things back up until there have been 14 days of encounters with 1,500 migrants or less between ports of entry. Now, there are a few exceptions, including unaccompanied minors, victims of human trafficking as well.
AT&T saying it has resolved an issue that left customers unable to make or receive calls from anyone using another carrier. T-Mobile and Verizon say their services were working fine yesterday. Extreme heat forecast this week in the Southwest. Phoenix could hit 113 degrees tomorrow. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 3 people are due in a Madison courtroom September 19th to face felony charges connected to the 2020 fake presidential electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call suggests more people could still be charged.
I'm not going to comment on specific individuals, but what I can say is that this is an ongoing investigation, and our decisions are going to be based on those facts and what the best interests of justice show.
Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are charged with felony forgery. Call denies the timing has anything to do with this year's election. The National Weather Service now confirms an EF1 tornado touched down east of Mount Horeb May 21st. There's no word as to why the confirmation took so long. The latest twister is the 24th to hit Wisconsin so far this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A public hearing on the potential rerouting of Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline was held in Ashland on Tuesday. The hearing featured several members of the Bad River Band, whose land the pipeline currently crosses, arguing that even a rerouted pipeline could impact the area surrounding their land. The Bad River Band sued Enbridge in recent years to move the pipeline off of their land, leading to the company seeking to build an additional 40-mile pipeline to go around the reservation. Public comments will be accepted until July 5th. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has announced a 3-year research project on the deer population in the Northeast region. According to a press release, lower deer harvest reports from hunters over the past year triggered the research project, which seeks to determine if deer densities differ between private and public lands. The data will help researchers better understand the deer population and could affect the way antlerless tags are distributed across the state. Trail cameras will be used to gather the data. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Green Bay Packers offseason work continues ahead of the 2024 season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Quarterback Jordan Love says that the team is in a great spot right now as they continue their offseason workouts.
Just having everybody here right now at this time is very cool, because you just build those relationships and get closer with guys and get to go out there and work and compete with them every day. So I think this team's in an awesome spot right now.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said in his press conference yesterday that there was a great energy about the team both in meetings and on the field. The Milwaukee Brewers fell in 10 innings last night to the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy says the pitching staff turned in a good game.
To shut them out for that many innings, you know, and with those guys, it's pretty special. And then, Pagero made one tough pitch and one bad pitch and good piece of hitting at the end by Castellanos. So. Really good major league hitter.
The Brewers and Phillies wrap up their 3-game series this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a slight chance of a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, breezy, with a high of 76 today. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, a few sprinkles. Still breezy, with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time when Pat Kreitler of Up North News Radio and our executive producer, Lukester Mathers, joins us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, when I worked early this morning, came in and produced Up North News, and it was a downpour for most of the morning, my whole ride in and the first half hour of, or the first hour of Pat's show, but it looks like it's let up now.
Yeah, well, I guess yesterday they got 2 inches of rain here.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like it.
Yeah, and so, you know, I mean, it's just rain, but what is it? Rain, go away, come again some other day?
Maybe. Yeah, something like that. But I hear we might have some sun coming through now.
Yeah, we are. But Calvin, I got, you know, a once in a lifetime offer for you, man.
Let me hear it.
The Republican convention is coming to Milwaukee, and they need 700 guys just like you to volunteer. You know, they need guys like you, man. They can't seem to get them in Milwaukee. I mean, there's supposedly they needed 400 volunteers. Today is the deadline. And I don't know what they're going to do, man. There's 700 people short.
What is the volunteers' jobs entail? Are there things that they should be paying people for?
No. Well, no, you don't get a chance to be paid. You get a chance to probably get to meet people like, maybe, possibly, meet people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. And, you know, you might be able to see them.
Wow, that would be something special for sure.
And so they don't know what they're going to do. This is the deadline because they got to do background checks and all those things. And the 700 people short. And, you know, I remember Mayor Cavalier Johnson saying, this is not a partisan thing. We want to be able to showcase Milwaukee. And, you know, it is an opportunity to showcase. If you haven't been to Milwaukee in a while, Milwaukee is not what she once was. Milwaukee is beautiful. Downtown Milwaukee is starting to garner a lot of attention because of the amount of money in the redevelopment that continues at a record pace. It is absolutely stunning. And I will tell you this, the plans that they have for downtown Milwaukee, you know, there's already cruise ships that come to the city of Milwaukee. and make stops, you know, in Milwaukee. And that's an amazing thing to me. They stop down at Jones Island and they come through and they get a chance to see, you know, our lakefront is what, second almost to none.
Yeah. I mean, for my friend's bachelor party last summer, we went down, we spent it in downtown Milwaukee and we did one of those boat tours and went across the lakefront. It was a lot of fun. And then,
but it's beautiful, right?
It is beautiful. And then, yeah, I was down there last month for one of the Bucks playoff games. And, yeah, it's just a beautiful city.
Yeah, and new. And, you know, spanking new. And Milwaukee, I've always said, was late coming to the party. Many other major cities, Rust Belt cities like Milwaukee, like Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and others, comparable cities to Milwaukee, had already, you know, redeveloped. Milwaukee is kind of like the last to do it, but we're doing it in a, you know, top-of-the-line fashion. So, you know, Milwaukee is beautiful. There's a reason that they're coming. It just finished up the Baird Center. It's absolutely stunning. And so I understand. The Pfizer Forum can match up with almost any, you know, arenas in the country, still relatively new. So, yeah, so that's fine. But they need guys like you, only a few good men, Calvin. but there's no pay in it.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
Oh, all right, you're gonna.
They might run my background check and find out where I work and decide they wouldn't even want me.
Hey, Calvin, let me do the humor. But anyway, that's funny, man. That's funny. I got a lot to talk about today, as always. I will tell you this: I'm going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and we're going to always, you know, tarry and have some dialogue and conversation. But there's so much to talk about, you know, and, you know, I reached out to yesterday to the FBI. I've got, believe it or not, some friends higher up in the FBI. And so I'm going to have them, one of them, especially I think probably the highest ranking FBI agent in the Midwest, is probably going to be joining me on the air soon. Because the threats that are being made to the FBI is just incomprehensible, man. How does anybody make threats to the FBI and get away with it? That I don't understand. But Republicans continue to make threats to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Based on what took place with Donald Trump and getting away with it. Let me kind of build where I'm going. Tomorrow is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And D-Day was, you know, the Normandy invasion in 1944, where over, 2,000 young men were killed in just, you know, a short period of time. The largest amphibious invasion in the history of warfare took place on June 6th, 1944, and in the beaches of Normandy in France, in a bold strategy to push the Nazis out of Western Europe and turn the tide of the war for good. The reason I want to bring this up and draw the correlation between what happened in D-Day and the threats that are being made to the United States government by citizens of the government. Well, if Donald Trump doesn't win, there's going to be violence. If you lock up Donald Trump, there's going to be violence. I mean, I don't, you know, the fact that we keep allowing this kind of conversation blows my mind. Any other nation that makes threats to our nation, we respond. And we make it clear any force will be met with major force. Why are we allowing American citizens to threaten our government? 844-967-2789. It's become fair seeming because people are silent. Well, you know, we got to watch it. You got to be real careful. If you handle Donald Trump too rough, there's going to be people, there's going to be hell to pay. The answer to that should be absolutely not. The government of the United States doesn't bow to nations. Why should it bow to its citizens? 844-967-2789. You know what I'm saying is right. And it continues to grow. These threats. My God, Merrick Garland was talking to the Congress on yesterday. The United States Attorney General, they treated him like he was a two-year-old. They talked to him as if he didn't have any reverence. How do they do that and get away with it? And why do we as Americans allow it? Well, you know, they're mad because Donald Trump. Who gives a rip about people being mad? Why should the government be capitulating to people because they're mad? And when did we start allowing that? I'll tell you straight up. If it was Black Lives Matter making those threats, they would be dealt with. 844-967-2789. Why are we allowing it? And, as citizens, we may not have any power to do anything about it, but the government sure as hell does. You know, why are we going to keep allowing that? Well, got to be very careful. They were telling the judge in the Trump case again yesterday, hey, you better watch what you're going to do. You'd better not, put Trump under house arrest. You'd better not lock him up. You'd better not. Hey, man, what is that? 844-967-2789. It is unacceptable. You can't tell me when we send people halfway around the world, as we did in D-Day, and 29,000 Americans lost their lives in that battle. 200,000 wounded. But then we turn around and let American citizens make threats to our government. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh,
yeah, wake up, everybody. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. I've been trying to hold my peace and not say the things that I'm saying now, but how can you not? Today, yesterday, actually, Senate Republicans are warning, not warning Earl and Calvin, they're warning a New York judge, Juan Merchan, not to sentence former President Trump to prison or house arrest or take any other action that could disrupt the likely GOP nominee's ability to campaign ahead of the November election. So since when did we allow people to threaten and warn judges in this country? If you know another time, 844-967-2789. I'm just talking about in my lifetime. I haven't lived forever. Maybe there was another time. But not in my lifetime have I ever seen anything like this. And neither have you. And so why silence? It could take months for Trump to appeal his conviction on 34 felony counts related to the falsification of business documents, and legal experts don't expect the conservative-leaning U.S. Supreme Court to intervene to help. You know what would have been the best way to handle that? Don't commit the crime. Hey, you committed the crime, man. So once you commit the crime, you know, all bets are off. You don't get to dictate. Why now? Nobody else gets to do that. Why now? That means that Trump's fate rests largely with Merchan, who could choose punishments ranging from prison and house arrest to probation and community services. Guess what? That's our justice system. The judges are always the ones who determine what the punishment is going to be. That's not the people. That's the judge's role. 844-967-2789 is the number. Republican senators acknowledge that legal experts say it would be highly unusual for Trump to receive a prison sentence, but that he would most likely be allowed to remain free pending his appeal to higher state courts. Now, I don't think he's going to lock Trump up. I really don't. But it's the threat, man. How do they get away with the threat? So if now our government is saying that we're going to respond to people making threats to our government, when does it stop? Or where does it stop? You've just opened up the door. Well, you know, the Republicans, they're angry, and so we got to walk around on eggshells because we're worried about the Republicans being angry. What are they talking about? Well, they're making threats. They're making threats to the most powerful nation on the earth. What are we fearing? Senator John Cronin, Republican, Texas, a senior member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said it would be further abuse of power to incarcerate Trump or send him to home confinement. I'm very troubled by what I see in the way of the courts, that the courts have been weaponized. What are you? So Republicans continue to talk about the courts being weaponized. And so they just, it's like a child, you know, discovering what a pacifier is for the first time. They found this word weaponize, and they're using it repeatedly. Weaponize. It's Joe Biden has weaponized. The Democrats have weaponized the courts. What are you talking about? Again, I just for the life of me don't understand why we keep tolerating it. You know, listen to this. Again, Republicans target FBI prosecutors. They're making threats to the people who basically volunteered their time to do their duty and act and serve on, you know, in the courts. And they want to expose who the people are and where they live. Who's doing that? We know who's doing that. Why won't we address that? What are we doing? Are we waiting for something to happen to some innocent person because somebody is mad that the justice system worked the way it's supposed to work? 844-967-2789. If I'm not being truthful and I'm not being truthful about what I'm saying, 844-967-2789. Correct me. But you'll have a hard time doing that because I know what I'm saying is true and you know it's true. But what I don't understand again is why our nation won't send a message of what they're not going to tolerate. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Oh, yeah. Oh, my head.
Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody. Well, you see, we need, wake up, everybody. We
come
need,
on, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Four Democratic and 22 Republican incumbents in the Wisconsin Assembly will face primary challengers under new district maps. That's according to an analysis by WisPolitics. The Republicans facing primary challengers include Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne. Local leaders in Wisconsin support tighter emission standards for vehicles in the U.S. starting in 2 years. Pamela Guthman is a member of the Chippewa County Board and a registered nurse.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A 19-year-old Duluth man has been found guilty of second-degree intentional murder in connection to the death of a 17-year-old in 2022. A jury found that the victim had gone to an apartment building in Duluth's Endian neighborhood intending to fight Corey Devin Young, but Young shot the victim after the two exchanged words. Young was 17 at the time of the crime, but a judge decided to move the case to adult court in 2022 due to the severity of the crime. Young is facing up to 40 years in prison when sentenced in August. One lane of the 40th Avenue West Bridge in Duluth has been reopened about 2 months after being hit by a truck that was hauling an excavator. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, only the southbound lane from the hillside towards the lake has been reopened after weeks of construction work. Residents will also be able to access the northbound ramp to I-35 and Oneonta Street, but drivers exiting from northbound I-35 will continue to be detoured. Repair work on the bridge began in mid-May.
And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes passion for one's art is so pure, even a life-threatening car accident can't keep one from their dreams. Actress and native Wisconsinite Marissa Bode is set to make her feature film debut in the motion picture Wicked, based on the Broadway play. Bode hails from Mazomanie, Wisconsin. She has been acting since she was 8 years old and got her start in a Madison Children's Theater. In 2011, she was involved in a life-altering car accident on the way to rehearsal, leaving her paralyzed from the waist down. But the incident did not keep Bode down. She went on to earn a theater degree in college. Wicked is told from the point of view of the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Bode plays Nessa Rose, the witch's younger sister. Part one of the film will hit theaters in November of this year. Part two is scheduled to hit theaters in November of 2025. Not only did Bode overcome incredible odds and land a role in a major motion picture, this is her feature film debut. Way to go, Marissa. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the mid-70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Horses, what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead.
We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
A record number of Wisconsin Democrats are running in legislative races. Devil's Advocates will tell you when and who and where. Tune in Wednesday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. In the 9 o'clock hour, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, and you'll have a chance to enter our statewide scanny. How do you pronounce that, Calvin?
Scanny, like Wisconsin. Yeah,
okay, Scanny Summer Giveaway. Download the Civic Media app and stay tuned for the keyword. How you pronounce that again?
Scanny.
All right, Scanny. Not scummy.
No, this is a far from scummy.
All right. All right. You know, I was, before I go to the phone lines, you know, Republicans are ramping up their efforts to attack the FBI and prosecutors such as Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis in the wake of former President Trump's conviction in the hush money case. GOP lawmakers are calling for slashing funding for the Department of Justice and the FBI, even though relatively few dollars go to the local offices run by Willis and Bragg. They're also seeking to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress, though they appear to lack the votes to do so. What are we allowing? What are we doing? Well, you know, they're angry. They act like they're, man, we're talking about 2-year-olds. They're stomping their feet. Okay. Stomp your feet. You have a right to stomp your feet. You don't have a right to make threats to public officials. Yeah, maybe some of you think so. Let's go to the phone lines and Susan from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Oh, good morning. I hate to see it when you're all upset like this.
You said you hate to see it?
I have to tell you.
You said you hate to see it?
I hate to see you. I hate to see you all upset.
No, I'm fine.
You.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, because now me, as a mom, and I've taken care of children, to me this is bullies on steroids. They lack common sense. They have no respect for authority. They... do not hold what we as maybe poor kids held that were really important: honor, loyalty, and integrity. And they have no respect for the Constitution or the rule of law. We always learned one thing: if you don't do the crime, if you can't do the time. And I think that people have to stand and back their government, hold the line, and say, we're not going to listen to this. We are not actually going to comment on this, because you know what? This is against the Constitution. This is against our country. And I see you and people like you as the true patriots of this country. And those people who are doing what they're doing are actually the traitors. And
so,
that's all I
have to say. Susan, why do you think we keep allowing, our government allowing it? It's one thing for you and I. What I'm saying is our government needs to send a strong message that these threats you are making to American citizens for doing their jobs won't be tolerated. Right? It's not going to be tolerated. We are the United States government, and we have the authority and the power. And if you want to talk about using force, we'll send a message to you, like we have sent to nations all over this earth. You don't have the power that the United States has, and so you better rethink that. That's the message they should be sending. Not being silent. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, Don, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, Earl. It's all right to be, you know, I've lost all respect for the Republican Party. When you don't have rule of law anymore, your democracy is gone. And way back in Richard Nixon time, they came up to President Nixon and told him, hey, it's time that you have to pack your bags and go.
Right.
You know, this man, right, you know, it's hard to be a Republican, but don't be a fool. This man, whether you believe it or not, he has suffering from onset dementia. If you read, it was brought up, this his father was, I believe, 86 years old, died from this. And he's, what, 78 or something like that?
Right.
He's close to that. So I believe that, and the Republican Party should see this, that this man is a sick man mentally. And he, I mean, just listen to his speeches. He talks about Hannibal Lecter. I mean, what, like he was a real person. He farts in court. I mean, who, I mean, that's not normal, do you think, Earl?
No, well, hey, Don, man, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Again, you know, at the same time, the universities across this nation are starting to come up with different rules for on-campus protests. For heaven's sakes, they're telling the students who protested on campus that they're not going to allow it anymore. Now, where's the contradiction in these things? On the one hand, you got people threatening to hurt elected officials and to tell our nation what they're not going to accept. And those very same people are the ones who are raising hell about the students who are protesting on the college campuses. And we're responding to the students on the college campuses, but we're not responding to those people who are making those threats. I don't know about you, but I think there's something seriously wrong with that equation. Let's go to Gene from McClaire. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
You're talking about that this morning. I watched that hearing where they went after Fauci. These people are sick.
Refuse to even call him doctor. Refuse to even call him doctor.
Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is. You know, everybody. We all. A lot of us don't like her. We think that she's just really gross. She's inappropriate and all this stuff. However, she's a little monster. And she's got mentally ill issues.
Right. Wait a minute, Gene. You called her a monster, huh?
Yeah, I called
her like
a monster.
That title. Okay.
She just wants, yeah, you know, in life people say, oh, she's doing it for attention. No, no, no. She's doing it because she can get away with it, and she's doing it because she thinks like Trump. Now, you've got to realize that people who have some issues, significant issues that are into themselves, narcissistic, they see that in other people and they're drawn to it. And people got to wake up because this is really dangerous. Because if you look at all those people, they're like Trump. They do not care about anybody but themselves. It isn't even the power. It is the nastiness toward people, not caring about your fellow Americans. This is serious stuff, folks. We cannot elevate these people to positions of power. You got Putin's, you got Kim Jong-un's, you got different people like that. Yeah, so far they haven't, you know, went after people, but gall darn it, they're pretty gall darn close a lot of times. They get their base to do their dirty work, and they get them riled up. You call those people up, believe you me, when they went after Merrick Garland, too. I mean, you guys got to watch the House live when they're holding hearings on important departments in our country. I couldn't believe it. I think, you know, I was on that phone saying, hey, you're responsible to us. You don't treat our employees like that. These people work for us. They're watching our country. They're doing, you know, watching over criminal activities, even national defense. When they wouldn't put military people in those positions to, you know, to keep us safe, I knew we're in a lot of trouble. So we are the ones that have to vote these irregular, dangerous fake Republicans out, and the Republican Party need to start standing up and fighting back,
hey,
because they are giving the power to these people, and it's alarming, and I don't mean to be an alarmist, but I've been watching it get worse and worse and worse. So people, please pay attention. Call your representative and say, hey, that's not what you're there for. I don't like this kind of behavior and that type of thing, because they need to hear from us. Believe you me, they're answering their phones, folks.
Hey, Gene.
Yes.
You said a mouthful. Thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, the fostering unrest. You know, Jim Jordan on yesterday. You know, it's all about stopping lawfare. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, told reporters Monday, shortly after a letter from Jordan to the chair of the Appropriations Committee went public, the letter outlined proposed guardrails for the FBI funding and the annual Justice Department spending bill. Jordan called for yanking back funds for a new FBI headquarters and recommended tying spending for the agency to policy changes aimed at promoting transparency, like requiring the FBI to record interviews. So listen. So nobody before, and no Congress before or Senate before, has ever asked the FBI to record interviews. It's never happened before. So why are Republicans demanding it now? They've always agreed to that. What changed? One man. And what happened to one man? And when you run, and when a country is as fickle as this one appears to be right now, where we're willing to change everything that the nation stands for to appease one guy and the people who follow him, the slippery slope has already begun. He also pushed for defunding what Republicans say are politicized prosecutions from prosecutors engaged in lawfare. Jordan said this includes Willis Bragg and New York Attorney General Letitia James, as well as federal special counsel Jack Smith's office. Now, what, and so what does Willis Bragg and Attorney General Letitia James all have in common in Jack Smith's office? They're engaged in looking at Donald Trump and what Donald Trump has done. It's not coincidental. And so when you see those things that are taking place in our nation, and we remain silent on it, I just don't think that our nation can survive at the rate it's going now until we're willing to challenge these things and make it clear that the nation doesn't bow to people who make threats. That's the whole purpose of voting and why it's so important that we as a nation, we as a people, can make those decisions. 844-967-2789 is the number.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Students want charges dropped. What is the right price for protests? You know, at pro-Palestinian demonstrations, students have broken codes of conduct and sometimes the law. But the question of whether and how to discipline them is vexing universities. Now, the universities are under tremendous pressure from people who are saying that these young people broke the law and that these young people should pay a price. Yosef Hashway, expected to receive his diploma from the University of Chicago on Saturday, but he didn't get it. What he got instead was an email from the Associate Dean of Students informing him that because he was under investigation for his participation in a protest encampment on the campus quad, your degree will not be conferred until the resolution of this matter. Like scores of other student demonstrators across the country, Ms. Hosway has been swept up into a kind of disciplinary limbo. Although he was allowed to participate in graduation, his university is withholding his degree until it determines whether and how to punish him for breaking its code of conduct for refusing to vacate an encampment, which the police cleared on May 7th. He has already been formally reprimanded by the university for being part of a group that occupied an administration building last year in a protest over the Israeli-Hamas war. So, we are holding these young people accountable. They did not make threats to any elected officials or any jurors. But yet all over the nation, those young people are being held accountable. So can somebody tell me why it's so easy to do that with these young people in most cases who were doing what they had a right to do? But we won't lift a finger to address the people who are making threats to our government. Man, you know, is this the United States of America? When did all of these things change? When did we get to a point where we allow our nation to look like a third world nation? Because believe it or not, that's exactly what we look like. The most powerful nation on earth. Powerless, or acting as if we're powerless to address these people making these threats. And why won't we? 844-967-2789. That's the $64,000 question. Why won't we? It's very easy. And it shouldn't come from the President of the United States. It needs to come from Merrick Garland and people like Merrick Garland. The United States of America is not going to tolerate threats from its citizenry under any circumstances. We don't care about you pouting about Donald Trump. The nation is bigger than that. You know? And you've got to send that message. And don't wait until something happens. You shouldn't be forced to stand against the wall and force the decisions that people want, certain people want, to come true. And then the votes and the right of people's rights to vote and determine who their leaders should be is destroyed. That's where we are. And as I said earlier, before I began my rant, 844-967-2789 is the number if I'm not telling the truth. And so since I haven't had anybody to call and point me out for being wrong, which I know they couldn't, then the question is, why? And when will that message come? Do we wait until January 6th all over again? Is that what we are waiting for? Because I guarantee you we're preparing for it. No question whatsoever. The government is preparing for that. So for those who make the threats and somehow think that, you know, they are going to change the trajectory of what this nation is, you're being led down the primrose path. 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, will be joining me on the other side.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Day 3 of Biden's top 100. We're going to be joined by Bob Lord. Patriotic millionaires will break down how we should be taxing the richest corporations in America.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.